In our last session, we discussed body checking, and while some people who experience unhelpful thoughts about their body image may focus intensely and repeatedly on their bodies, other people may do the opposite and try to avoid looking at their bodies altogether. It is common to swing between checking and avoidance. We're going to talk a little bit today about what body avoidance is and how we can overcome it. If you hold negative beliefs about your body image, then you may try and avoid certain situations which trigger them, especially where your body is more exposed. Let's undertake a reflective activity. The aim of this activity is understanding about any avoided situation or events that you've done just to avoid your body image concerns. Take a moment to turn to page 1 so that you can complete this activity. To complete this activity, I want you to think about a time recently that you've avoided a situation or an event because you were worried about the way that you were looking, the way that your clothes were, the way that you were feeling about your body. For example, I've popped down. Sometimes I struggle to go out to social events because I worry that people will judge the way I look. Take a moment to fill in this activity on page 1. So let's talk about why it's a problem when we avoid our body. The problem with avoiding situations is that while it makes us feel calmer in the short term and more in control, it can make our body image issues worse in the long term. We're going to talk about the reasons why, but when we start to avoid things, we do feel safe, and that safety may keep us trapped within the cycle. Avoiding those things in the short term can be great, but actually if we keep on doing it, then we're missing out on so much of our lives. Let's talk about some of the things that may happen if you do continue to avoid things. So, if we keep avoiding things, one thing we will do is we'll never get to test out our fears. During these sessions, you've worked really hard at trying out lots of things to test out your fears and to help you learn more about what happens when you take yourself out your comfort zone. The thing with fears is that often they're unfounded, they're usually exaggerated, and they're keeping us stuck in unhelpful situations. And I know we've discussed this before, but usually the reason why we create a safety behaviour is because at one point it's helped us feel safe. But what happens is, over time, it causes us so many additional problems and causes us to maintain that fear and panic in other situations. So it's important that we do try not to avoid things. So as we've just discussed briefly, avoidance spreads. This is because it can make our anxiety spread and we start to lose more confidence in more areas of our life. For example, you may have just started out by not going swimming because you were fearful that the swim costumes and people may try and judge you and your body. But then that may then spread into not wearing summer clothes, and then that may spread into not going outside. It's really easy to get kind of down a downward spiral with avoidance. And while we understand how distressing it is facing your fears, it's really important that we do continue to challenge ourselves, because we learn and we grow, and eventually we do start to become more used to our fears. The other thing to note is that life is full of opportunities, and by avoiding, we may miss out on positive experiences within our lives. Most of us will have avoided something and then regretted it later on in life. For example, it might be that you went to a theme park and you've seen a roller coaster and you really, really wanted to go on it, but your fear took over. Afterwards, you may have beat yourself up and thought, I really wanted to do that. This is the same when we start to avoid other situations and we may start to regret on it. We don't want to miss out on positive experiences in our lives. And finally, we might not be able to avoid our body altogether. In fact, it's impossible to do so. Our bodies are amazing, and you may never truly like it, but acceptance for what it does and for working with it rather than trying to challenge it and change it means that we get more out of life and we're not feeling that distress constantly of trying to change our body.